It's time for everyone's favorite podcast on the web. You live it up the wall. Where you get the best sports talk and info in New York.
Hey, relax. All right, don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground balls. It's more democratic.
It's an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. And here's your host, Chris Sheeran.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Off the Wall podcast brought to you by DirecTV. Don't just watch TV. DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Chris Sheeran, Joe Auriemma, and Tim Durkas of MLBTradeRumors.com. Tim, thank you once again for joining us here on the podcast.
My pleasure, guys.
Let's talk New York Yankees, and you know the rumors that are the big rumor that's going around is Ubaldo Jimenez. But from what I'm reading, Tim, the asking price is way too high. What are you hearing?
Yeah, Ubaldo is definitely one of the few intriguing names that has hit the market and would actually be a difference maker in the Yankees' rotation. But as you said, the Rockies general manager is asking for the moon. Some people don't think he was ever really serious in kind of putting Jimenez out there. So I'd give this one a very small chance. It's quite a long shot.
Too bad Jimmy Stewart is no longer with us. He could lasso the moon for him and possibly give that to him as well. But Brian Cashman said to our Jack Curry that the Yankees aren't going to do anything stupid. And right now, basically, the Yankees' untouchables, Elliot Ness not included, Romine Montero, Banuelos, and Betances, Cashman said these guys are not going to move. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. And I think they're staying put, not necessarily because they're untouchable in any deal, but just because, you know, outside of Jimenez, there's really no player worth acquiring where you'd give up prospects of that caliber. I think if the Yankees could build a Jimenez deal around Montero, they'd do it in a heartbeat. And that's just speculation, but I don't think the Rockies would have him as a centerpiece.
All right, what about any stopgap things for the Yankees? They could use a little bench help. Eric Chavez, we don't know if he's going to come back. He started a minor league stint, but you can't put your eggs in one basket. You want to get some bench help. Is there anything out there that the Yankees are looking at for the bench?
Yeah, I mean, I think the market for bench and utility-type players is pretty strong. The one name we've heard them linked to is Ty Wigington. But I think there are some other options. I think the Cubs would part with Reed Johnson. I think you'd get Greg Dobbs from the Marlins, Lance Nix from the Nationals. So I think there are some options, and those guys really don't cost much.
Well, what about in the bullpen? Say Soriano doesn't come back at 100% and he's not throwing the ball the way he's supposed to be throwing it. Are the Yankees going to look in for bullpen help as well?
Yeah, I mean, relievers are abundant, but I think the issue for them is that they're especially abundant from the right side. You could probably find 24 good right-handed relievers. You know, the Padres, the Blue Jays, the Orioles, tons of teams are selling those types of players. But, you know, Yankees need might be a little stronger in left-handed relief. So unless they go across town and get Tim Burdick, there's really not much out there besides a couple of overpaid guys.
I actually wanted to ask you, Tim. This is Joe Auriemma, by the way. I wanted to ask you about is there any interest in with the Yankees, with the Cubs, possibly trying to land a guy who's got experience in the AL East and Matt Garza? And they also have a left-handed reliever themselves that, you know, I know he's on a good contract, but, you know, so if they get a good package to rebuild, a guy in Sean Marshall could come over to the Yankees as well. Is there any rumors to the Yankees and the Cubs linking them at all?
The word from the Cubs, and Jim Hendry was interviewed about this pretty recently, he doesn't want to give up anybody who he feels is going to help him next year and beyond. And, you know, that's Marshall and Garza.
Right.
You know, I think the Cubs view Marshall as, you know, probably one of the top five setup men in the game. And, you know, they're trying to win next year. You know, Garza as well, they paid so heavily to get him that I think, you know, since they acquired 3 years of him, I don't think they'd jump ship after one.
Now, the Ubaldo Jimenez has been, you know, the strong rumor, as Chris said before. Is there any other starting pitchers out there that the Yankees might take a chance with that you know, might be able to help them down the stretch.
Well, they probably cannot make a play for James Shields. You know, the Rays being in the same division, that seems like quite a long shot. You know, and as you saw, the Yankees weren't really in the mix for Garza, so I don't think those two teams are going to match up on a Shields trade. Otherwise, you're looking at a lot of fourth starter type guys. You're looking at Jeff Francis and you know, maybe an Eric Bedard or somebody like that, Jason Marquis. Guys like that are pretty readily available. You know, you throw some of those guys up in the AL East against Boston's offense and mm-hmm. strong offenses, and you know, you're really not going to get much. You know, you might get a 5 ERA, so it could be disappointing.
Any help that the Yankees might get in the offense? Is there any rumors linking them to, you know, say, any outfield help, somebody that can help them in the lineup down the stretch, kind of like what they tried to do with Lance Berkman last year?
I think there was a mild rumor that they maybe kicked the tires on Beltran, and maybe in the hopes that it was you know, going to be akin to the Berkman situation, where, you know, a team was just trying to mostly unload a contract. But you know, that's not the case with the Mets and Beltran. He's well paid, and I don't think they match up there. So, you know, otherwise we haven't heard much about the Yankees going after an outfielder, and the market is pretty bleak on that front.
And speaking of Carlos Beltran, what's the market like for Beltran right now? You know, you got to see that he's probably the biggest bat that's going to be available. So, you know, I'm guessing Boston's going to be in the mix. But who do you think might land Carlos Beltran if he does go anywhere?
Well, word today is that actually the division rival Phillies are the clear favorite. And you could see how they'd match up, because Beltran would be a difference maker in that lineup. He wouldn't come back to haunt the Mets next year, since he's going to be a free agent. And, you know, even after Dominic Brown, the Phillies have a pretty strong cache of prospects. And, you know, if they were to agree to one of their better pitching prospects, I think the Mets would have to pull the trigger. So the Phillies are mentioned. You'll hear the Red Sox, Giants, Pirates, Braves are all teams that appear to be in the mix.
And you mentioned the Pirates. This has been such an unbelievable season so far for a team that hasn't had a winning record in 18 years. They're in first place for the, you know, for the first time this late in the season since 1992. You know, they've always been accused of having an upper management that really doesn't put a lot into the team. But now with the team winning and fans coming back to the ballpark, are they going to go out and be buyers?
I think they are definitely buyers. They're definitely going to make additions. You know, but if those additions are affordable types of players, you can't really blame them this time, just because there's really not a bunch of talent out there that could be acquired just by, you know, taking on contracts. There are a few guys like that. I think Carlos Peña might qualify. Hiroki Kuroda, to a certain extent, might be another guy where if you're mostly taking on the contract, you can get a good player just for money. But I think the Pirates are going to definitely look at all avenues in terms of adding some kind of reliever. Right-handed hitting right fielder would be another target, and maybe even a starting pitcher. So I think Huntington is out there, you know, fishing around, trying to improve his team.
Right.
I think he knows that leaving them as is probably doesn't get them in the playoffs.
You know, everybody's talking about Beltran, Tim, but I know Houston is pretty out of the race right now. Would a Carlos Lee possibly become available on the market?
I think the Astros would definitely be willing to part with Carlos Lee. In that case, it would be all about salary relief. You know, whoever would take on just, I don't know, a third of that contract or some meaningful chunk of it could probably have him for nothing. You know, he hasn't really hit much for a while. He's regarded as a statue in left field, so
yeah.
I think you could take him on pretty easily. I think the outfielder there that teams are really going to go after is Hunter Pence, but you know, the Astros would need quite a slam dunk of a deal with some great prospects to make that deal.
You know, it seems like a lot of players are not as available as they were in previous years, because more teams are in races, and more teams are hovering around 500, and they're there for the wild card. Do you think that over the next couple of weeks, once we get to the trade deadline on the 31st, that there is going to be less movement? Or do you think that teams are going to, you know, it's going to be about the same? They're going to make as many moves as, it's just we're not hearing as much right now.
I think we'll end up about the same, although this year it is a little bit lacking in terms of headliners. We don't have a Cliff Lee. We don't really have, let's say, a Victor Martinez in the position player side. So I think the trade market is a little bit lacking, but it will pick up over these last 11 days, and we'll definitely see the standard amount of movement. I think one reason you're not seeing as much talent out there is the increase in contract extensions for players before they hit free agency. Pretty much everybody's locked up, and one of the main motivations to trade a player is when he's a couple months away from free agency and you think you're going to lose him, and most of the players talked about as trade candidates fall into that. So, you know, with almost everybody being locked up, the only guys who are left are the Ryan Ludwigs and Josh Willinghams and, you know, guys of that nature who you really wouldn't lock up.
Well, Tim, I know you guys for the next 11 days are going to have a crazy busy schedule. For everybody out there, you need to go to www.mlbtraderumors.com for all of the latest and all of the hot stove that's going to be going on over the next couple of weeks. Tim, I know you guys, you know, you're year-round now, but this is your busy time. So we look forward to going to your site and really getting the best updates on all of the hot stove.
Yeah, I'm glad to provide it. It's a lot of fun, and thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, Tim. And we'll see you next time on the Off the Wall podcast. For Chris Sheeran, I'm Joe Auriemma saying we'll see you next time on YesNetwork.com.